Danger zone.
Okay, well, let's start off by stating your full name. We'll have it on the tape.
William Michael Pepper.
And your date and place of birth.
Halifax, June 8th, 1911.
Okay, and you say you went to St. Mary's in 1926?
26 to 33, yeah, I graduated in 33, I think.
So you must have started at the high school.
Yeah, I did my high school. There's a lot of high school there. Look at the big crowd we had in grade 9.
Oh, yeah. And so, after high school, you went, did you take arts?
Yeah.
So tell me, what was the workload like?
The pardon?
What was the workload like, as far as schoolwork goes?
Oh, didn't.
Was it a lot, or?
Never bothered me too much.
No? Did you have a lot of homework or anything like
no.
that?
No. You know, there was a certain amount to be done every day, I guess. That's like any school.
And what type of subjects did you have to take?
Well, of course, you know, that's 60 years ago. It was kind of hard to dig all those things up.
Yeah. Do you remember any that stand out in your mind?
No, I don't. You know, not too many come back to mind. That's a long time, 60 years since I've been there.
Yeah. What were the Irish Christian Brothers like as teachers?
They were very good teachers. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That was their profession, was teaching.
Yeah. Was the discipline, was there a lot of discipline?
Well, I never noticed, you know, too much of it. It was there, I guess. I had a lot of boarders there.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Where did they come from?
I think most of them came from around Cape Breton, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. And the rest of the people, they were just from around the
city, yeah.
The city, yeah. Were they from any type of a family background generally, or?
No.
No, it was a mixture? Do you remember any of the rules or regulations that were on
No.
How about recreation? What type of things did the students do outside the classroom?
Well, I don't remember anything that was prohibited. We had a rink there, you know.
So you played hockey?
I played hockey, yes.
What other sports?
Well, they played football and they played baseball. Handball, they had good handball courts there.
Oh, yeah? The Irish Christian Brothers liked handball, didn't they?
I guess that's part of their training. I don't know. It's a European institution. We don't see much of it around here.
So, were there any other type of activities or concerts or anything like that?
Well, there are things going on from time to time.
Mm-hmm. Like, what kind of things?
They didn't have too much to work with there, you know.
No? And you mean facilities?
Facilities, then.
Did you have a gymnasium?
No.
No?
I just had a recreation hall or an assembly hall. That was part of the building.
What was the building like?
Oh, it was old. It was an old building. I guess it was, I don't know how old it was. It wasn't in very good condition, I guess.
Oh,
yeah. The people went there and stayed there and graduated from there.
There couldn't have been that many students at the school at that time with just the one small building, could there?
No. Well, people weren't looking for that much, perhaps, in those days.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what else? Were there any type of a, like, student government or student organizations or anything like that?
I don't think. I can't say for sure. Don't want to put my nickel for it. As I said, it goes back 60 years, so a lot of things slipped your mind that time. Now, I'm at that stage now of life that I forget very easily. Mm-hmm. I had one day, whole day last week, I didn't know anything, where I was. Mm-hmm. Suppose some kind of a turn I took.
So,
Jeff,
I've been talking to a lot of people who say that quite a number of the young men that went to St. Mary's went on to become priests. And what type of role was religion when you were at St. Mary's? Do you remember?
Well, of course, those were going on for the priesthood. They would go to St. Mary's anyhow.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So there was great encouragement given to them for vocation to the priesthood at St. Mary's by the brothers. They didn't get many themselves. They had a few individuals from Halifax, Brother O'Connor, Brother Penny. Two fellows that I knew very well were from my parish. I was just thinking about them today. I wonder where they are, you know.
Did you have prayers at the school when you were there?
Oh, had what?
Prayers? Like praying session, or did you go to chapel together as a class?
No.
No? Mm-hmm. Was that religion any, did it take any role in the?
Well, we have religion class every day.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm. I think it was 12:30. I don't know if I can't, as I say, I can't remember anything.
Oh, you don't have to remember anything.
No, I think, I think it was 12:30 every day, but I may be wrong. Mm-hmm. Somebody may contradict this. That was a part of the day's curriculum. We had school Saturday morning, too.
Oh, really?
I'm sure we had school Saturday morning. That seems to come back to me now. I may be wrong there.
Did you have to pay tuition?
Yeah, there was tuition pay. I think it was $60 a year or something, man. Of course, in those days, 60 years ago, or 70 years ago, was it? $60 was a lot of money, eh?
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Well, that's the only thing they had to go on. There's no other income. I suppose there were some people that gave them money, I couldn't say. They had big schools in the States, high schools. New York, California.
The brothers did?
Yeah, oh yes, oh yes. They were well in demand.
So they were good teachers?
Friends, yeah, educators.
That's about all I wanted to talk about, unless you can remember anything else from your days there.
I don't remember a great deal more than that, you know, things that happened. Perhaps you find out more from other people that you interview. Perhaps they've got better memories than I have.
Well, it's good if you get that.